This is KUOW. I'm Paige Browning. It's Friday, the end of the work week for many of us. It's also a seismic news day with the U.S. Supreme Court overturning the Roe v. Wade decision and the federally protected right to abortion. There are numerous protests and actions planned today and throughout the weekend. KUOW will be covering those. This is also a major weekend of celebration in Seattle for the LGBTQ community with annual Pride events and the first full arts weekend end of the summer. So as we do most Fridays, we're going to check on our arts and culture scene in the region. With us to highlight the weekend is Stranger staff writer Jazz Keimig. Hey Jazz, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Love doing it.
There is a lot happening this weekend, especially in Pride events. What's your first weekend pick?
My first pick this weekend is something that's a little bit off the beaten path of Pride events, but it's going to be fun regardless. It's called Fruit Bowl. It's at Supernova, which is a new nightclub that opened last year in SoTo. It's hosted by Seattle drag legend Mona Real and co-presented by queer collective Beauty Boys. Fruit Bowl is a lot of things. It's a fashion competition. It's a dance party. It's a drag night. There's $7,500 in cash and local shop credits.
Wow.
And the winner will be crowned tonight on Friday. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Wow. Start summer with taking a bite out of summer, I should say, with fruit themed queer couture. That's tonight at Supernova. What else, Jazz? What's on your radar?
I think one of the main things that I'll be doing is going to Pride Fest, which is taking over almost all of Broadway. And they have so many kind of different elements of things to do. So from John to Roy, there's going to be, they're going to block off the street. There's going to be beer gardens, restaurants. I know that Bait Shop, that's just kind of north of Broadway, they're going to be hosting a really cool patio performance with drag queens like Yuka Lipstick and Old Witch, Rowan Ruthless. And, you know, I think getting in drag in the daytime when it's going to be 80 degrees, it's like basically a public service. So definitely bring your, you know, dollar bills to tip these girls for sure.
Nice. So much going on Capitol Hill. Jazz, what else is happening maybe toward the evening on Saturday?
One of the things that is happening in the evening is Dyke March, which is one of my favorite parts of Pride and one of my favorite marches in the city. It'll kick off outside of Seattle Central College with a rally from 5 to 7 p.m. I can't say what exactly they're going to be touching on this rally, but I know that with the news of Roe v. Wade being overturned, I think that there's definitely going to be a lot to discuss when it comes to how this impacts, you know, queer people's rights, trans people's rights. So I think it'll be a really great moment to kind of have that like political solidarity and also just kind of identity solidarity for sure. People who identify as, you know, queer women, people who are allies to the like queer community are definitely welcome to this march, which will kick off at 7 p.m. So that's the one with like the motorcycles, which is really cool.
Yes.
People will be walking and chanting through the streets. And I think they're going to do a big loop around Capitol Hill. So definitely check that out in the evening time if you have time.
Yeah. Dykes on bikes, if you will. One year,
yes.
You and I are going to make an appearance, Jazz.
Listen, I'm going to hold you to that.
Okay.
Really want to ride a motorcycle. Yes.
Plan on it. 2023.
Yeah.
Let's hit one more. Pride weekend continues into Sunday. What are you looking forward to?
I would definitely recommend, you know, waking up Sunday morning and heading to downtown, where the really big Pride parade will happen. It kicks off at 11 a.m. on Pike Street, and it runs until 3 p.m. I think they're expecting, you know, like hundreds of thousands of people to come out. I went to this in 2019 with the Stranger. We actually marched in the parade. We were right in front of the we were in front of the Seahawks marching band. So it was like we were getting announced. It was really cool. It was really fun. It was my first Pride ever. And so I think the fact that this is the first Pride that we're going to have in 3 years since the pandemic started, I think it'll be a really great time. I think everyone's just going to be really enthusiastic to come out and, you know, be in community with queer people and just kind of, you know, be proud of who we are. So I'm really looking forward to it. I think it'll be a great time and fun for everyone.
Jazz Keimig is a staff writer at The Stranger. Thank you for joining us, especially today, to celebrate Pride.
Absolutely. Anytime. Happy to be back.